Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
You're my best friend. I went to the Blink 182 concert. I think it was this summer. It might have been last summer. My boy Lee had a box. Went with Parker, his boy Bernie. Damn, I had fun. Felt like I was 16 again. Now, the B. Mitchell Finley AAA poll of the day. Will Marshawn Lattimore be on the Commanders roster at the end of the season? Lanville gave you two votes, yes or no. I propose a third option, Lanville. Now, of course, the B. Mitchell Finley AAA poll of the day brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/commanders. I always think of Mike Rizzo with this quote. Look at the back of the baseball card.
Mm-hmm.
The reality, I don't want to say the reality. History would suggest there's probably an injury coming with Lattimore. Like, that's what's happened the last six seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So will he be on the roster? I don't know that they're going to release the guy. I kind of doubt that. But if the play continues like this, whether there is or isn't an injury, maybe you give a peaceful, hey, I don't know.
We'll see.
What, would you even vote on that one?
I voted yes, he'll be on the roster, because I know how hard it is to get rid of people when nobody's out there waiting for you. You know, if you're going to get rid of somebody, you better damn well make sure you got somebody else coming in better. And I don't know too many people walking on the street right now that's much better.
Right. All right. Three callers left. Ed is in Potomac. What's up, Ed?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
So here's my blame pie. Nothing much, man. Happy Monday. So 50% I'm going to give to the entire defensive staff, including the head coach, Dan Quinn, because he's a defensive head coach. 50% I'm going to give to the fans. And I'm going to explain why 50% is going to the fans. And I want them to eat this pie and enjoy it, too. The last year, we went 12-5. We had a quarterback that came on, that pretty much took the center stage and took the NFL by storm. And I'm not saying he's regressing, because he's not regressing, okay? But what I'm saying is that 12-5 season with predominantly the same players we have on this team plus the draft picks, right? And a few we signed in the offseason, like Von Miller. So our expectation was higher. And we didn't expect people to be coming for us, right? Kind of sort of how they say when you win a Super Bowl, you have a target on your back. Mm-hmm. The Commanders went to the NFC title game. We have a target on our back. People want to be just as good as us and get there, but get further. So as fans, we took last year and made this year a lot worse for the expectation for ourselves. And what I mean by that is we're still 2-2, guys. We can still win some games. We can still win 10 games and go to the playoffs. I mean, heck, we could beat the Baltimore Ravens and be 1-3, right? I mean, we have to temper our frustration a little bit here and understand our expectations were so high that, yes, when you lose a game or two the way we did, and I'm not taking blame away from the defense. They had a bad game yesterday. But I think we're calling these players trash. I heard some of these callers. We're calling the players bums and saying certain things. And they yes, they get paid millions of dollars. But at the same time, didn't they turn it around last year? Didn't they have bad games last year? I mean, yes, they started off 4-1. Don't get me wrong, right? But still, they ended up with 12 wins and found it out. We got to understand, too, Amos is new, okay? He's a rookie. He's going to come around. Mikey's going to come around.
I think Amos has been the best corner.
That's true. And that's why I'm saying, I said his name first. You know, Maybe the interception from yesterday helps Mikey Sinister a little bit, and he starts to, you know, come on. But, like, and he's in a position change a little bit from inside out. So, like, I mean, from outside to inside. So we have to understand that there's a lot going on. We're not playing these games, and our frustration needs to come down a little bit because last year is why, last year is why we're so high right now. Mm-hmm. Like, let's be for real. And
it's a good call, Ed. Thank you, bud. I agree on two premises. One, it's four games in.
Yeah.
Let's not jump off the cliff yet. Two, I hate the notion of, like, this guy's trash, that guy.
I mean, the people that have to pay money, like, to go watch people play to call them trash, you might want to think twice about that one.
Carl's in Fort Washington. Carl, who do you blame for yesterday?
What's going on, B-Mitch, JP?
What up, man?
Love the show. Love the work you guys do.
Thanks, dude.
First-time caller, long-time listener.
Appreciate you, man.
My blame pie goes 50% injuries and 50% third down. Third down, I'm going to go both offensively and defensively.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Defense, stopping third downs. We had the Michael Penix run for the third down conversion, Drake London catch for the third down conversion, Marshawn Lattimore penalty that converted a third down. If you take away some of these plays, these third downs, we're stopping them and we're getting the ball back. Atlanta can't put up so many points.
Yeah.
Then offensively on third downs, a lot of it came in the red zone. If we convert these field goals into points, we're matching Atlanta back and forth. So that's why I say third down on both sides of the ball. And then I'm going to say injuries, specifically on the defense, specifically in the secondary. We're missing Will Harris out there and Percy Butler, two guys who are mostly responsible for covering tight ends, covering running backs. That's where you see Kyle Pitts go off. That's where you see Bijan Robinson go off. If you have Will Harris covering one of them, that takes them out of the picture, or Percy Butler replacing Will, taking that out of the picture. Bobby Wagner, I'm not going to blame him. He's older. I don't expect them to run with Bijan Robinson or Kyle Pitts. That's what you have Will Harris. That's what you have Percy Butler for. Along the injury front, yes, we're missing Jaden. No blame to Marcus. Marcus does his job. He did great. But if we have Jaden in there, some of those overthrows are better by a percentage point, a small percentage point. But that's what makes Jaden the second overall pick last year. And then also on the injury front, wide receiver depth. Some of that is timing, again, with the missed throws, I say it with Marcus. But a lot of that is you're missing Terry, you're missing Noah, and even when those guys were out during training camp, we saw we didn't have the wide receiver depth.
Yeah, and that's, I think you could argue they should have added a veteran that wasn't kind of the low. Like, B, you always talked about, thank you for the call, Carl, it was a good call. Who was it, Joe Banner? That always was so proud of how much money he saved against the cap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's nothing wrong with paying someone and signing a veteran of more stature than the vets they have. Especially,
I just think they expected all the other people to be in place early on. And then when they went to look later, wouldn't know good ones for them.
Right. You could have looked earlier. Last call, our boy Charlie in College Park. What's up, Charlie?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Great to hear you. All right. And I want you guys to correct me if I'm wrong, because I want to learn more football. I'm ashamed I don't know up-to-date football. I'd make it 33-33-33. Joe Witt first, and I never can remember the OC coordinator's name.
Cliff.
Who?
Cliff Kingsbury.
K- Kingsbury, yeah, and I'd give 33% to the defensive line. Now, having said that, did Washington's defense play zone most of the time? This is the first game I've gotten to watch all the way through, all season.
They played a good bit of it.
They play a decent amount of man, too, though.
Yep.
Okay. Now, did they have a pass rush against Jordan Love, Green Bay? No. Did he have a pass rush yesterday? No. You make Michael Penix look like an all-pro. No pass rush. That's why I gave it 33% to the defensive line. But I thought Joe Witt did not adjust. If the man's getting protection, he's picking you apart over the middle. You got guys wide open. Why are you playing zone? That's why I asked you, were they playing zone? Because I wasn't sure. But it sure looked like it to me.
Mm-hmm.
As far as Kingsbury goes, what did he start the game off with? He pitched to Debo inside. Run the football up the middle. There's a lot of been talk lately about what's the identity of this team. This team doesn't have an identity. We'll establish one. You know what? Kingsbury wants to throw the football. It seems like to me later in the game, they were running, running, running. What did they do? They moved the ball down the field. They had time of possession. They scored. You can't start out with wide stuff. Defenses all around the league, I don't think you can run wide on defense as much. They're too quick. They're too fast.
Charlie,
until they stop you.
Thanks for the call, brother. We got a break. I'm trying to be on time. Thank you, buddy. Landfill, I'd just like to point out I took every single call today. All of them. I enjoyed it. Hopefully people got to get stuff off their chest. Now, when we come back, we're going to preview two terrible Monday Night Football games. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.